Okay, I'm back. Going to do the Killer Croc boss fight. This was supposed to be part of the previous video, but my controller.
Going.
The boss of me is me.
I want teeth. I want answers.
Wait till Black Mask's assassins get through with you.
What assassin?
Whoever wins is gonna be famous.
Taking you in.
Not tonight.
such thing as a Batman, huh?
Are you back for the night, sir? Shall I warm up Christmas dinner?
No. It's going to be a long night, Alfred. I just ran into a human-shaped crocodile. They told me Black Mask has hired assassins to kill me.
Okay. I think I got some new character profiles unlocked. No, I didn't. Both of those guys we defeated before.
Assassins, sir? As in more than one?
That's right.
And you heard this from the mouth of a crocodile man?
His name is Killer Croc. He's already behind bars.
Oh, I pity his cellmate.
I don't. Let's see what else is on the drone's hard drive.
Each of them gets one of these envelopes. I need them delivered tonight.
They're all hired killers, the best in the business. Black Mask isn't messing around. Slade Wilson, Deathstroke. Former military, subject of a failed medical experiment.
Failed, you say?
Garfield Lenz, a.k.a. Firefly, burns on 90% of his body. His obsession is going to be his end.
How unlike anyone I know.
Here's a face I don't recognize. Copperhead. Strange. His reports reference a male, not a female.
14 escapes, huh? Well, you won't forget, not... What the...
Floyd Lawton, a.k.a. Deadshot.
Freeze!
Says here he's an expert sharpshooter.
How on earth?
Suspected of many assassinations. Dangerous, but reckless. Street tough named Lester Baczynski. Calls himself Electrocutioner.
Shocking.
Shiva. Her skill is unmatched. Killer.
Is that Warden Joseph?
Must be how Black Mask got inside the prison. He uses torture for intimidation and entertainment.
8 assassins after your head. What are you going to do?
I'm going to find out who is operating this drone. Make them tell me what they know. Then I'm going to find Black Mask and put an end to this.
Sir, I may be stating the obvious here, but you do realize that since you and I are the only people who know the Batman's true identity, those assassins will all fail their mandate if you'd just spend the evening here.
They'll put innocents in danger to attract my attention. I can't take that risk.
And you think it's a better idea to just put yourself in their crosshairs?
There's only one person in Gotham who can get his hands on something like this. The Penguin. He's been tracking Black Mask. Its next waypoint was a rendezvous with Penguin's men at Jezebel Plaza. I'll make them talk.
You're sure this is wise, sir?
I know what I'm doing.
Well, in case you change your mind and want to train tonight instead, I'll keep your training facility active.
Got new character profiles. For Bane. Headshot. Now we have Deathstroke. Okay, and the Electrocutioner. Firefly. Croc. Finally, Shiva.
If you're serious about getting to just what Star Trek is about, sir, to make your travels easier, I went ahead and set up some auto-nav points at different areas of the city. One of my preset destinations should take you right to Jezebel Plaza.
Smoke pellets to conceal my movements. I need to get up and out of danger. Can't shoot when you can't see. Attacking head-on is a good way to get myself shot, and probably the hostage, too. But they won't expect an attack from above. Nobody ever does.
Is that thing out there with you? Are you crazy? We were answering a service call, that's it?
You better not be lying to me.
No!
I quit!
I can sneak up on the hostage taker by crawling through the vent.
You think it's the guy that hired us? You piss him off or something?
No way. Besides, I don't get the sense that he's the suspicious.
Get yourself to safety and call the police. They'll want to see what's going on here.
Okay, I will.
This was just supposed to be a service call. Fix the tower in and out. I need a new job.
I can fix the tower. Whatever you want. Just please don't hurt me.
All I want is for you to get yourself to safety. I think this tower malfunction is from storm damage. I need to set up a crime scene and find out what happened. I should start by identifying the victim. Victim's name is David Shannon, a Gotham Optics employee sent here to repair a faulty network tower. But what killed him? Scanning the DNA impact on the wall should provide an answer. Impact analysis indicates the victim was killed by some kind of explosion, originating at that access panel. I should scan it for additional clues. It looks like the panel was rigged to detonate when swiped with a key card. Someone really didn't want this tower repaired, and it looks like that same someone left a set of fingerprints behind. Alfred, I'm uploading some prints for analysis. Let me know what comes back.
Certainly, sir. Searching now. And here we are. They belong to one John F. Baker. He's a rather unremarkable criminal. Small jobs, mostly. That's curious.
What's curious?
Mr. Baker's dead, sir. His body was recovered from the Diamond District just under an hour ago.
Looks like someone's tying up loose ends. I can bypass the booby-trapped access panel with my cryptographic sequencer, but I'll need the encryption codes from the victim's access card. Reviewing the crime scene will show me where it is. This card has the codes I need to hack any of the network tower's access panels.
Crackers bland. Do your breakfast pancakes need an extra bit of sweet flavor? Do you like the taste of fruit? try my product, KJ's Fruit Preserves. My jams are legendary with extra large chunks of sugary fruit bits. Right there in the jar. You can find all the flavors of my home-canned fruit preserves at your local supermarket, right by the jellies. Remember, KJ's Sweet Fruit Preserves. Now that's good jelly.
Temperatures are holding steady at a frigid 13 degrees. How a little charity for those in need really goes a long way. The residents of the former Blackfire shelter for the homeless were in for a holiday treat this afternoon when they found piles of shoeboxes, individually gift-wrapped, under their tree in the shelter lobby. Apparently moved by the holiday spirit, Gotham's favorite billionaire Bruce Wayne donated 10,000 pairs of shoes to the Homeless Foundation, saying, quote, "Everyone deserves the means to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps." Wayne's generous words have been interpreted as both sentimental and ironic, as it is well known that the extravagant philanthropist came upon his own wealth through his family's inheritance.
Are your party crackers bland? Do your breakfast pancakes need an extra bit of sweet flavor? Do you like...
Fear-mongering stay the same. The text I'm about to read you is nearly a century old. That it's still just as relevant today shows you how little we've managed to learn. Until we break the shackles of our fascio capitalist master.
All units be advised, Pioneer Bridge is blocked with multiple 1125.
Plain words. The powers that be make no secret of their will to...
And that is anarchy, by the way. It's doing that with the signal. Technically, he shouldn't exist in this time point, since he's younger than the Joker and...
Alfred, contact the GCPD. Let them know about the body. Send the data from my analysis, too.
Certainly, sir. Does this mean you found the source of the disturbance?
I think so.
Like I said, he is suspected to be the Joker's son.
Well, if it isn't the King Thug himself. Figured it was only a matter of time before you showed up. Sorry about the mess downstairs.
Who is this?
Think of me as a great big mystery. One you're never going to solve.
Enigma, then.
Oh, you must think you're so clever. Well, how's this for clever? I've taken control of towers all over the city. As long as they're active, your Batwing's useless. And it looks like it's gonna stay that way. I mean, this one's practically begging to be taken offline, and you still can't hack it. Pun intended, of course. Black Mask's not going to like this.
What are you talking about?
Wouldn't you like to know?
With the jammer offline, I can travel here with the Batwing. Those relays are part of a distributed security system. I wonder what they're protecting. That must be where Enigma set up shop. I need to pay him a visit.
I see you've regained control of the Batwing, sir. I suppose it's off to Jezebel Plaza, then.
That's the plan. Then I've also got a lead on Enigma.
Well, don't overthink it too much, sir. We both know you'll eventually wind up doing both.
I don't get to Jezebel Plaza before.
And I'm going to do Riddler first.
That arms deal, I'll have no way to locate the Penguin.
Thank you.
be my guest. Guess.
Let's get a piece of that action.
Enigma, where are you?
I'm right here. Well, figuratively speaking, anyway. Disappointed I didn't choose to meet up in person?
What's this about? Thionis hire you to throw me off his trail?
Think of me as an information broker. I've got data handlers everywhere, feeding me all kinds of interesting stuff.
And you think this is going to destroy Gotham?
Oh, yes. See, bullet wounds and broken bones will eventually heal, but incriminating photos, videos, emails, that kind of damage can never be repaired. Tomorrow morning, when I release everything I've got, the city's going to collapse. Resignations, arrests, deaths, it'll be chaos in the streets, Batman, and there's not a thing you can do to stop me.
Figured you'd try and get all caveman on my equipment. It's password protected, I'm afraid, with 10,000 volts of electricity. You lost, Batman. Might as well head home and get some rest. With everyone's deepest, darkest secrets about to go on public display, I've got a feeling tomorrow's going to be a very busy day for you.
One way or another, I'm shutting you down. Destroying all the network relays will let me access his server. It's the only way to stop him. Those must be the handlers he was talking about. I can use them to track down the extortion data he's been collecting.
These are my character profiles for Riddler now. Yes, there is. Informants and his data sets and the relays. So next video.